This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, or success stories you'd like to share, if you have a loved one needs help with a health challenge, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Jenny Black at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about how to stay sane in a digital world. Jenny is the author. Her website is mediatrauma.com, and she's the author of a book called "Staying Sane in a Media World, in a Media-Driven World." We'll talk to Jenny at the bottom of the hour. I must admit, I am addicted to my iPhone. I love my iPhone. We'll talk to Jenny about that. I love data. I'm an information junkie, and my iPhone and my computer, in addition to being a source of trauma, media trauma, are also a source of great information. So it's hard to kind of figure out where you draw the line between being addicted to your smartphones and your devices and using your smartphones and your devices to make your lives better, to make your life better, to make you a better human being. Jenny's book, How to Be Human in a Digital World, talks about how you walk that fine line between overuse and use of your smart devices, how to be human in a digital world. We'll talk to Jenny Black at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, that's even better. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can have a home-based business that helps change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right. We've been talking about vaccines. We've been talking about fungal infections. We've been talking about how we medicalize ourselves in the name of good health, how we pharmacalize ourselves in the name of good health. Vaccines are kind of a poster child for that. Yesterday we talked about the idea of our of vaccinating and protecting ourselves pharmacologically for doing what our immune system is designed to do. Pharmacalizing, I think that's a word, pharmacalizing is sometimes a necessary evil, that is true, but it's never a good thing. We don't tend to think of vaccines as medicines. We don't tend to think of vaccines as drugs, but they are. They're medicines and they're drugs, but they're not given to sick people, they're given to healthy people, typically young, healthy people. Another important point about vaccines is that we don't often talk about is that there's stuff in the vaccines that have nothing to do with their intended effect of protecting us. The old-style vaccines, they would give you a living or a weakened antigen. The immune system activator is called the antigen. The old-style vaccines, they would give you a bacteria that was attenuated, or a virus perhaps that was attenuated or weakened, or perhaps dead. Unfortunately, when you give a bacteria, you have to have some kind of preservation in the system. That's when you give an attenuated virus or an attenuated bacteria, they have to put a preservative in there. Aside from the fact that that these active antigens, these viruses and bacteria, these immune system stimulators are grown on animal tissue. That means that they're going to be subject to pathogenic proteins that are on the animal tissue, that normally exist in the animal tissue. Some of these pathogenic proteins are called prions, P-R-I-O-N-S. I remember a few years ago, prions were in the news about as a cause of what was called mad cow disease. Perhaps you remember that. I think it was about early 2000s. Mad cow disease was freaking people out. When I was making skincare products, I used to have to make claim or put a disclaimer that none of my ingredients came from cows. None of my ingredients came from animals because everybody's concerned about their skincare products. There might be prions in their skincare products. So all these crazy ideas, crazy notions in the world of health. We weren't concerned about vaccines with prions. We were concerned with skincare products with prions. And people were concerned about meat that had prions in them too. It kind of faded out of the public consciousness about 2003, I think 2004, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, these prions live on animal tissue. These basic proteins. Prions are just really fundamental basic proteins that have a sort of intelligence to them, and they can cause serious problems, including mental brain health problems. Some people thought at one time that Alzheimer's disease was related to prions. There's a disease called Jacob Creutzfeldt syndrome, which is a kind of dementia that's associated with prions that are ingested in the body and that go into the brain. In any case, there are these antigens that are in vaccines are grown on animal tissue, and they're subject to toxicity from prions, according to an article in the German Medical Journal, and I cannot pronounce this name, Medizinische Monatschrift für Pharmazeuten. I think I'm pronouncing that okay, probably butchering it a little bit. Anyway, quote, during the production process of pharmaceuticals, the risk for contamination of infectious prions can be reduced by careful choice of animal material, the replacement of animal material, and by appropriate production procedures, unquote. In other words, they're talking about the risk of prions and prion contamination being reduced, not eliminated, being reduced. Again, quote, during the production process of pharmaceuticals, and this is typically vaccines, by the way, the risk of contamination by infectious prions can be reduced by careful choice of animal material, the replacement of animal material, and by appropriate production procedures. They're talking about reducing the risk of prion contamination, not eliminating it, just reducing it. And of course, in addition to the prion issue, the vaccines have to be preserved typically with thimerosal, which is a form of mercury. Only God knows how anybody can think that's a good idea, to inject mercury, probably the most toxic of all the elements, right into your bloodstream. And by the way, fungus love mercury. Fungus love things that human beings can't ingest. Fungus love. So if you have a problem with fungus in your blood or fungus in your system, they're going to trap the mercury. They're going to hold onto the mercury. Then there's the whole addition, whole issue of adjuvants, A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T-S, which are added to the vaccines. Adjuvants, the word adjuvant means helper. Why does it, what does an adjuvant help? It helps activate the immune system. An adjuvant is an extra burden on the immune system. It's an extra toxin that's added to a vaccine to ensure antigenicity. These weakened viruses and these weakened bacteria don't always stimulate the immune system, so they got a problem. If we weaken the bacteria so that it doesn't cause a bacterial infection when you get injected with the vaccine, or we kill the bacteria, or we kill the virus, then it won't cause a bacterial infection, but it might not be strong enough to activate the immune system. If we make the bacteria stronger, the virus stronger, so it activates the immune system, you may get a viral infection. You may get the bacterial infection that the vaccine is supposed to protect you against. So you've got a problem here. You got to have a weak, it has to be weak enough, but not strong enough. And so what they'll do is they'll weaken it a lot, and then they'll throw in an extra poison, an extra toxin. That's called an adjuvant, to ensure that the immune system will actually be activated. Of course, now you got a problem with the adjuvant. You can see where we're going with this thing. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we'll get your calls this segment. If we have calls, we'll talk to Jenny Black about her book, How to Be Human in a Digital World. Jenny is the founder of the Media Trauma Care Center, and her website is mediatrauma.com. We'll talk to Jenny at the bottom of the hour and get your calls this segment.
All right, so vaccines are problematic. We don't think of them as problematic as a culture, although certainly there are anti-vaxxers. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I just think we should be rational and we should apply critical thinking to the notion that we're injecting toxins right into our bloodstream. I don't see how that can be a good thing, although perhaps it's a necessary evil. There's the issue of preservatives, there's the issue of contaminants, prions, and then there's the issue of adjuvants. Adjuvants are extra poisons that are added to make sure that you have an immune response. If the bacteria or the antigen, the bacteria, the virus, the antigen was strong, the patient might get the disease just by being injected with the causative organism. So the antigen, the antigenic virus or bacteria, has to be given in a weakened or non-living state. But then the immune response might not be significant enough to produce or induce protective antibodies. So the solution is let's throw in some extra immune system stimulators. Let's throw in some helpers, i.e. adjuvants, which will ensure that the immune system will be triggered. And these extra substances are actually toxins that are injected directly into the blood. They include something called saponins, which are soapy materials. Saponins, S-A-P-O-N-I-N-S, are a type of chemical that gets turned into soap in factories. Excuse me. All plants make saponins, and saponins are highly irritating, as you would imagine. So they'll inject them right into the blood as part of the vaccine. Sometimes they'll put emulsions into the blood. An emulsion is a water and oil blend with a chemical that pulls the oil and water together, an emulsifying agent. And this emulsifying agent ensures that you get a nice uniform blending of water and oil. Water and oil don't mix. You put an emulsifying agent in there, you get water and oil. Basically, you're sticking a lotion or a cream right into your bloodstream, at least from a molecular sense. How is that a good idea? These adjuvants are especially toxic, and they're not used. Some of these adjuvants, they're always looking for good adjuvants. Some of these adjuvants are associated with autoimmune disease. I have a textbook called Adjuvants and Autoimmune Disease. Just Google Adjuvants and Autoimmune Disease. Most commonly used adjuvants are aluminum salts, particularly alum. They'll use silicon, the same silicon that's in breast implants. They'll use that as an adjuvant. The selection of the adjuvant for a particular vaccine or a particular bacteria or virus or antigenic entity is very important. You got to match them up. Adjuvants have to be matched up perfectly with a specific antigen. Certain adjuvants are used with specific antigens. And adjuvants can specific disease states that are being inoculated against have specific adjuvants that have to be used. You have to have, it's a science of matching the adjuvant with the antigen or matching the adjuvant with the specific disease state that has to be accounted for. And there's some thought that adjuvant's response can also vary patient to patient. And this is one of the reasons probably why you have untoward effects or even deadly effects on certain patients and not on others. Some patients respond to adjuvants differently than other patients. If you have, depending on the microbiome, for example, certain bacterial populations in the intestine will affect how an adjuvant is processed in the body. So if you have different bacterial population, and if you're suffering from a dysbiosis or you have specific species in your intestine that other people don't have and everybody's microbiome is different, you're going to respond to adjuvants. And in fact, you may respond to vaccines differently than other people. This is we're playing with fire here is what I'm saying. There's many researchers who believe that adjuvants are related to inappropriate immune responses and that can result in autoimmunity. For all of these reasons, vaccine researchers and manufacturers are constantly on the lookout for safer and more gentler and more appropriate adjuvants. From the November 2009 issue of the journal Lupus, quote, alongside their supportive role, adjuvants were found to inflict by themselves an illness of autoimmune nature, defined as adjuvant disease. How do you like that? You get a vaccine, and now you have an adjuvant disease. The debatable question of silicone as an adjuvant and connective tissue diseases, for connective tissue diseases, as well as the Gulf War syndrome and macrophagic myofasciitis, that's a disease of the muscle, which followed multiple injections of aluminum-based vaccines are presented here. Owing to the adverse effects exerted by adjuvants, there is no doubt that safer adjuvants need to be developed and incorporated into future vaccines, unquote. Is anybody telling us this? Is anybody telling us this when we get vaccinated? That there's a big problem here, and they're always looking for different adjuvants, and adjuvants are associated with autoimmune diseases and weird kinds of responses, like Gulf War Syndrome. Nobody could figure out what that was about, but it turns out that Gulf War Syndrome occurred after soldiers were vaccinated. I'm not an anti-vaxxer here. I'm just saying we got to be rational. We got to use our critical thinking skills. How is it a good idea to stick stuff into your bloodstream, not just that contains bacteria or viruses or antigens, but also that has these adjuvants in there, in addition to preservatives, in addition to contaminants from animal tissue? Just want to be critically thinking here. Do you need vaccines sometimes? Yes. If I'm going to Africa or I'm going to the rainforest, I probably would get a malaria vaccine or a vaccine from tropical viruses. But do we need to be giving kids 30, 40, 50, 80, 70, 80? I don't even know. I think it's up to 70 or 80 vaccines now. Is anybody thinking about this? So this autoimmune issue is a really big problem, and there's a lot of literature on it, and you can just Google adjuvants and autoimmune diseases. I have a textbook that talks all about it. Textbook. Not a popular book, but a textbook that's written by whose chapters are made up of peer-reviewed journal articles. And so this link between autoimmunity and vaccination, probably associated with adjuvants, is well-known, well-elucidated, well-articulated. It's all over the literature. Post-vaccination adverse events oftentimes mimic autoimmune reactions. Are very similar to autoimmune reactions. From the October 2017 edition of the Journal of the European Association for Predictive, Preventive, and Personalized Medicine, also known as EPMA, while vaccinations can reduce the probability of disease, they can also trigger another disease at the same time. Quote, vaccination should be considered as part of the mosaic of autoimmunity, in which the prevention of an autoimmune disease could induce another autoimmune disease. You take a vaccine to prevent some kind of autoimmune disease, you can get another autoimmune disease. The cure is causing problems. This is a fundamental conundrum that the medical model has, where a cure causes more problems, or a remedy, I don't want to say cure, or a treatment, we'll say. A treatment causes more problems. This is the fundamental problem of the medical model, where our treatments cause more problems. The medical model cannot get around this idea that how we treat disease leads to more issues. This is what happens when we decide we know more than the body. When we hijack the biochemistry of the body pharmacologically because we're smarter than the body. This is why nutrition is so important. This is why the Mighty 90 essential nutrients are so important. Not only are diseases often caused by deficiencies in nutrients, but nutrients are the way the body or what the body inherently and naturally uses to take care of health challenges, without side effects and toxicities. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Jenny Bruce will be with us in our next segment. We're going to talk about how to be human in a digital world.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Rand Paul calls President Trump's impeachment trial dead on arrival after 45 GOP senators vote against it.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
The Kentucky Republican senator goes on to say, this vote indicates it's over. The trial is all over, end quote. The lower house of Russian parliament on Wednesday quickly approved the START agreement with the United States days before it was set to expire. The State Duma voted unanimously to extend the new START treaty for 5 years. The vote came a day after a phone call between U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sports writers in America decide who gets into Cooperstown and enshrine it to Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame and who doesn't. This year, many writers left their ballots blank, causing quite the stir. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sportscaster Bob Costas weighs in on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I'm going to let all of them twist in the wind until the very last year of eligibility. That'll be my semi-protest. And regarding Schilling, whose credentials are unquestioned, I would have thought, absent any other controversy, he would have been in long ago. I was talking to Al Michaels earlier. Al talked his way into the Hall of Fame, in effect. Curt Schilling may have talked and tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of great health information on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Healing wounds equals beauty. Thus our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. We get them in every day, 4- and 5-star reviews, and I'm still amazed by some of the things people are saying, even though I've been working with our Truth Formulations now for going on 25, almost 30 years now. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. True minimalist skincare, highly potent with high amounts of active materials and transdermal penetrants. You could find all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our 1,500-plus 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Jenny Black is the founder of the Media Trauma Care Center. Her website is mediatrauma.com. She's the author of a book called Inner Technology, How to Be Human in a Digital World. She specializes in training and education about mental health and how mental health is impacted by the use of media, particularly my smartphone, I bet. We'll talk to Jenny about that. Jenny Black, please welcome Jenny Black to The Bright Side. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Ben. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you.
So good to hear your voice.
This is a timely subject, I have to say, and I have to own up to the fact that I think I'm addicted to my iPhone. But I use it for data. I use it to get information. Like, I'll be reading a book, and invariably I'll want to see a topic, and I'll just go to my iPhone, and if I don't have it with me, I feel a little panicked. That's why I think I might be addicted. How do you draw the line between all the wonderful things all of our devices do for us in terms of making us smarter and making us better and making us more efficient, and then this overuse and addictive kind of quality that they can induce?
I mean, you're in very good company. Any one of us who owns a smartphone, which I think I recently heard there are more phones than humans on planet Earth.
Seriously? Oh, my gosh.
This talk about a global problem. So I love that you said, you know, you go to it for information. And as I was looking at your website and all the amazing things that you do, I thought, you know, even with health, you can get on there and you could just lose your life learning more and more. I think it's really important that it's about content and process. You know, I was reading how you're a big believer in, you know, garbage in and garbage out, and how that's the same is true for, obviously, for our, what we take into our mind.
For data.
So a lot of times it could be really great content. So we could all sort of go, okay, if I'm watching really terrible stuff, I know that's going to affect me. But sometimes it can be really good stuff and just too much of it to actually assimilate into your practice, your mind, your own thoughts, where you can be so full of all the information that you've taken in, you don't have a chance to access the brilliant information that exists inside of you, right?
Very nice. So there's data gluttony. You could have data gluttony.
Absolutely.
And so there's an element of digestion that has to take place. Is that what you're saying?
I think that is a beautiful... The metaphors for this with... you know, the physical body are really strong. I love that digestion idea.
Yeah. So information, you can't just eat information. You have to digest it, and you also have to assimilate it. You've got to, like, break it down and use it and make it part of you somehow. And if you have too much, I think I'm a data glutton. I think I'm addicted to data. But I don't know where to draw the line. You know, how do you know where to stop?
I would say the number one boundary to look at is time. To say, okay, I want to research and to make some choices before you get on, right? To say, I'm actually choosing to research this topic today.
Reflexively.
Hours do I want to research this? And set a timer. Set some sort of external cue that will be like, okay, that's my time.
So you call your center a media trauma care center. Describe trauma and what that looks like in terms of media trauma. Describe that, media trauma, and what that looks like.
So trauma happens when a situation, when our challenges outpace the resources that we have to deal with it. And so in that moment, we kind of shut down. We don't engage the problem because something in our system knows I can't handle this. So, you know, obviously, if you're a child who's in an abusive situation, that's a picture of trauma, of like that child isn't going to take on that trauma. They know they have to kind of detach, dissociate, because they don't have the resources for handling it. So what that does is that starts to make us later on in life dissociate from challenges. Like, we lose that ability to know if we have the resources for the challenges. When we experience the challenge, our little systems are like, oh, this is bad. I need to shut this down. And that keeps us from having access to those resources and our own agency for solving and engaging problems.
Do you think that there are forces beyond our control, or forces that we don't even know about that compel us to do these things, that compel us to scroll up or to... Actually, there are. I know there are. Have you seen this movie, Social Dilemma?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you combat that? I mean, there's areas of our brain that we don't even know we have that are being activated by all of these techniques.
I believe it will become one of the most important things that any human can do to learn about humans' vulnerabilities and limitations. And our experiences of whether it be the internet or our smartphones is that we are in this limitless world, this realm with no boundaries, which is exciting, especially for those of us who've experienced life pre-internet. And, I mean, I bet you're with me. Do you remember going to the library and having to find the magazine?
Yeah, or the fish, the microfish, or the cards, the Dewey Decimal System with the cards.
Oh, I miss Dewey then.
Oh, my God. I used to have a stack of books. I'd have to walk with a stack of books in the Xerox machine. And all. Do you really miss those days? Because I was going to say, as bad as everything is, it seems so much more convenient.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say, I remember having to change the topic that I wanted to write my research paper on because the library didn't have the articles for me to be able to reference. So I'm with you in that I love that I can find the information that I can find now. I mean, what a joy and a privilege. And it's a gift, and I am limited in the amount of information that I can eat, digest, assimilate, and that very back to your whole conversation about nutrition. I even have to be very careful when I'm doing research on media trauma. It gets really dark, and I have to take care of myself.
Wow.
I have to protect myself from just a secondary trauma of a lot of this.
I wonder, you know, we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this one thing that was really in our lives a lot that we seem to be addicted to, and it doesn't serve us, and it's called the news. I want to talk about the news when we come back, all right? We got Jenny Black. Her book is How to Be Human in a Digital World. We'll be back with more of Jenny Black on The Bright Side right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Jenny Black, her book, How to Be Human in a Digital World, and her website is mediatrauma.com. I love that term, media trauma, because when I think of the media, and I actually have a degree in journalism, and when I think of the media, I think of the news. Well, tell us about the link between the news and trauma, psychological trauma, and what we can do about it. How do you keep abreast of what's going on in the world and not be go down this rabbit hole that leads us to not be traumatized?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have an incredibly deep respect for journalists. My son is also a journalist, and I'm watching this new generation of journalists just tirelessly pursue truth and fairness and communicating what is real, you know, to the public.
Awesome. I love
it. So it's that, I believe it's a very honorable industry, and it has gotten, I think when we're talking about the news, we both know what you're talking about. It is the kind of fear monster of this.
Yeah.
This business plan that needs to keep your attention and can do that by having this inciting, you know, story.
It should be called the bad news, not the news. It should be called the bad news. Because it's never anything good, right? It's always the bad news.
Well, and I do think that's what a lot of journalists struggle with, is there's the good stories, it's hard to make it, right? People, when they see good stories, they feel good about life, they feel good about themselves, and they turn it off, and they walk away, and they want to engage their reality, and they believe the world is a good place. And that does not fit the business plan of how the media works right now. So the example I give to my clients all the time is if you're walking down the street and you get mugged and someone takes your wallet and they run with it, you have just experienced a trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like out of nowhere. You're just minding your own business. Well, that person who takes your wallet, that the instinct we have is to go get my wallet back from them. They stole something from me, and if I could get it back from them, I would be non-traumatized again, right? I'd get what I lost back.
Right.
So that's what we call in therapy a trauma bond, which is that you stay connected to the source of your trauma in hopes that it will repair what it stole.
You're obsessed with getting your wallet back.
Yes. And that is what happens on a deep psychological level when we're watching things on the news or in our social media feed and we see something terrible. It's like it just stole something from me, right? It could be my innocence or my peace of mind.
Wow.
And so I'm going to stay there hoping and believing that it's going to give back to me what it stole.
Wow. That's like the Capitol rioters, that sounds like. Those people, they were obsessed with something stolen from them.
And they're going to get it back.
And they're going to get it back, exactly.
They're going to get it back. And, of course, a trauma bond not only keeps us stuck in the trauma cycle, we now become the participants of the trauma.
Wow.
We're now another member who has been pulled in, and the capacity, the vigilance at which any one of us can stay nonviolent and mentally healthy and whole is our world's best hope at having people who are, you know, sharing peace and giving kindness and caring for the problems.
So what I hear you say, detach from this trauma bond, right? I think I'm hearing you say that. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's a level of detachment from the trauma bond rather than trying to obsess with getting your wallet back, somehow detach. But then how do you prevent people from stealing your wallet?
Right. So that's what trauma tells us, that if I spend all my time making sure my wallet isn't stolen, it will never be stolen again. And that what that creates is a person who's not able to ever do anything else except protect their wallet.
Mm. Wow. So your need for protection ends up being counterproductive. Your desire not to have your wallet back leads to more trauma. That's really interesting, because one of the things you talk about is being present to in order to recover from trauma or prevent trauma. So that's kind of says to me, like, being present is forget about the wallet and just be here now. Be in the moment now.
Is that
what you're saying?
What I get to witness, I've of course experienced it myself, but it's always easier to see in someone else. And what I witness with my clients is so much of that pursuit of the trauma bond is really about not wanting to grieve what was lost.
Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes being present means being present to all
the grief.
The grief.
Wow. Yeah. So you think our desire to pull up the smartphone to distract ourselves is a way of avoiding the inherent grief that we all feel just from being alive, the grief of
yes,
everything
that
goes on?
Yes, one from being alive, and then one from being alive this year. I think we've experienced a global grief that I've not experienced in my lifetime. I would say my grandparents probably have. But if you are familiar with the phases of grief,
mm-hmm.
think about
anger, denial.
Denial.
Yeah.
Depression. Acceptance.
Yeah, acceptance. There's one more. There's a fifth one.
If you look at those and you see the way that people are behaving and feeling right now, it is such a, like, oh, look, they're in grief. They're just going through the anger phase of it right now. They're going through the denial phase of it. And bargaining. Bargaining.
That's right. So do you think that the answer to all of this is to sit and feel grief?
I think that you have come up with a very beautiful and important thing for us to learn how to do as a culture.
Which is to feel grief.
To allow ourselves and to honor what has been lost.
Yeah, yeah.
What we have all lost.
There's just this last year we've lost them. Like I think you probably feel the same thing. It's almost like a chapter's closed and can't open it up again. Do you feel that? Does that make sense to you? Like this last year? Like we'll never go back to 2019 ever again. The way
no.
we lived, in, right?
No.
And never again. It's gone.
No.
It's dead.
And then the last time I felt this way was September 11th. That same feeling. That life will be marked before and after this time in history.
So you think we're not in acceptance of that this is dead, that something is completely gone, a way of life is completely...
No, exactly. I think what we're all seeing right now is most of us are in denial, anger, or bargaining, and depression.
Wow.
Depression.
And so the answer is to sit with it and to be with it like you would be with somebody who's dying, to mourn. To mourn, actually.
To mourn.
You say, to mourn. We need to mourn. As a culture. Wow. That's a lot of tears there. You know, I've experienced grief and I've experienced mourning. And on the one hand, it really sucks. It totally sucks.
Right.
But on the other hand, when you get through it, you're free.
Well, and your body, right? I'm sure you have studied this. Your body, our bodies need to let it go. Our bodies are storing all of that grief.
That's correct.
So
correct.
That also is a lot of the aggression and trauma we're seeing, is that we're not giving our space, our body's room to let it out.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you've heard this. Massage therapists will tell you people cry on the massage table.
I've done it.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about, right? Because we store physiologically in the connective tissue. Literally in the connective tissue, we store physiologically. There's a guy named Wilhelm Reich. Are you familiar with him? He talked about holding it on, little micro contractions in the body hold on, and they result in little spots of death, literally necrosis, where you don't have oxygen and you don't have nutrition, and little pieces of death throughout our bodies, and ultimately that's what kills us. Have you heard of orgone energy? You know what that is?
No.
Orgone energy is the fundamental energy of life that is trapped in these micro contractions that occur every time we don't deal with our grief. And it starts as we're a baby, and we release these micro contractions, all this energy flows out, and it feels really, really good. He called it orgone energy. There's a really cool book called Me and Orgone by Orson Bean. I bet you don't remember him. You're too young to remember Orson Bean. He was an actor, and he wrote a book called Me and Orgone. He talked about how when he released all these micro contractions, all this orgone energy flowed through his body, how wonderful he felt. And I think that's what we can experience. I think that's what you're saying. That's what we all can experience if we let go of this, or we detach it, or deal with it. Not just ignore it, right?
Correct.
Like somehow deal with it or process it. Process. Maybe assimilate it, like we're digesting, like we talked about digesting and metabolizing and assimilating. Maybe we have to do that with grief too, no?
I think that's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing. This is really, really important work. You do consultations, correct?
I do.
Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
So just contact us through mediatrauma.com, and we do workshops and trainings for therapists, businesses. Basically, how can we start to create a culture where our expectations of the way we use media are respecting our human resources?
Thank you so much, Jenny Black. The book is Inner Technology, How to Be Human in a Digital World, website mediatrauma.com. Thanks for what you're doing, Jenny. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
All right. That was Jenny Black, website mediatrauma.com. Her book, which is available on Kindle, is Inner Technology, How to Be Human in a Digital World. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.